You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect, the environment conscious segment where we strive for change to tackle the climate crisis. While temperatures are set to hit a hellish level according to a UN report, that's if current policies continue. Speaking earlier this week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says emission rates are pushing temperatures up.
Those emissions are shattering temperature records. June, July, August, September and October were all the hottest on record. Present trends are racing our planet down a dead-end 3-degree temperature rise. In short, the report shows that the emissions gap is more like an emissions canyon, littered with broken promises, broken lives, and broken records.
A frightening trend indeed. And when you ask someone why they care about climate change, a very typical answer relates to what happens in the future, leaving a better place for our children and in turn for their children. Encouraging and celebrating young people who are getting stuck in is what the Young Environmentalist Awards are all about. The young people of Donegal are no stranger to these awards. Elaine Nevin, National Director with Eco-UNESCO, told me more about them.
Our Young Environmentalist Awards is one of the biggest programmes, I suppose, that we have within Eco-UNESCO. We're an environmental education and youth organisation, and we're all about getting young people involved in environmental action and in protecting their local environment. So Young Environmentalist Awards is all about groups of young people who come together and then they decide on an issue of interest and concern to them locally, come up with a solution and implement that solution. Then they go out and raise awareness with their peers and with the other people in the community and they reflect on what they've done.
Elaine says data shows young people are very worried about climate change and this is a great way to empower them and to engage them on a local level. There's 14 categories, including biodiversity, eco-art and design, food and transport, and that's only naming a few.
We do surveys on an annual basis. We have a youth climate justice survey we've been running for the past 4 years, and young people are saying that there's a higher sense, they're feeling a higher sense of anxiety around environmental issues and around climate. So I suppose the idea of a Young Environmentalist Awards programme is it's about empowering young people to take action so they can basically do something. And so the programme is open to 10 to 18 year olds. We have three age categories in our Young Environmentalist Awards. So we start off with the super juniors. They're 10 to 12 year olds. We have a junior category then, which is 12 to 14 year olds, coincides with the junior cycle of secondary school. And then we've got a senior category, which is the 15 to 18 year olds.
Elaine is no strangers to the hills and has commended Donegal projects gone by. Last year, Loretto Convent Letterkenny were finalists in the waste category with Loretto Little Litter Pickers.
I visited a lot of projects, actually. It's interesting because we've... I suppose the current way we run our Young Environmentalist Awards at the moment is that it runs from August, September up until May of each year. And we have the project submission deadline is actually at the end of February, but a registration deadline is coming up as well. But just to encourage people to register their projects. But really the big one is a submission deadline. And then we have our EcoDens where we actually go around the country and we get project and the groups of projects come in and they present to us. And we've been doing that for about 6-7 years, even maybe a little bit longer than that. But actually prior to that, we used to actually go out and visit the schools on the ground and the groups on the ground. So I've had the great pleasure of visiting lots of different schools and groups up in Donegal, which has been amazing and has been absolutely fantastic work.
You know, it's interesting. The more people I talk to, the more and more the same message prevails. Local changes makes a global impact.
The projects that the young people are doing, yes, they're local projects, they're personal, they may be in their community, but they're also then we link them to the Sustainable Development Goals, which of course is that United Nations international framework for achieving sustainability all over the world. And I think it's really important that there is that link to that global perspective as well.
Here's a recap of the deadlines and important information.
And we have registration deadlines coming up, but we will be extending that up until the end of December. So please, if there's anyone out there, just please register your project or your interest to do the project. You don't have to have a project already on the goals yet. You just register your interest with us and we're here to support you and to help you and to provide you with toolkits and anything else that you might need. And our email address for that is yea@ecounesco.ie. So that's yea YEA at ecounesco.ie. You can find out all the information at YEA.ie or ecounesco.ie. Both of those will bring you to to the Young Environmentalist Awards. Our submission deadline, project submission deadline, is February. So that's the end of February. It's the last Friday in February. And then we have our EcoDens taking place in March and April. And our showcase is taking place in May of this year as well.
These will all be available on our website on ourstoprotect.ie, along with a link to the Young Environmentalist Awards and the Emissions Gap Report, which was published yesterday. If you're listening back on our website, that would have been published on the 20th of November. Don't forget, the Ours to Protect survey is available on our website as well. There is €250 up for grabs for all of those who participate in that. That is all for this week. I'd like to thank Elaine for taking the time out of her busy schedule to speak to me, to Anya Sweeney working the socials, and to Kevin Fury in production. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.